my very dedicated secretary, Bracha Shulman, who was very involved in producing these sheets. And by the end of the process, most of her siblings were involved in collating and stapling them as well. So a sincere yishar koach on behalf of the whole Tzibor to the Shulman kids. There should be enough source booklets for everyone. The way you know you're looking at the right part of the source booklet is if the staple is on the top right corner. And there's an introduction to Eicha and Kinos this evening. I would like to learn together with you the familiar, although not perhaps sufficiently studied, Gemara, as well as two mefarshim on the Gemara of the famous, or unfortunately we'll have to say infamous, story of Kamsa and Bar Kamsa. So if you look at the top right hand side of your sheet, where I have it underlined, second line from the top, the Gemara tells us, after an introduction by quoting a pasuk from Mishlei of Ashrei Adam Mefachei Tamid, as Tosfos explains, that the lesson of this Gemara is that one has to realize the implications of one's actions. Too often we act without thinking about the long-term implications of our actions. So in light of that, the Gemara tells us the following. Akamsa ubar kamsa charav Yerushalayim. As a result of an incident involving Kamsa and Bar Kamsa, Yerushalayim was destroyed. What's the story? Tahu gavra derachme Kamsa. There was a man who had a friend named Kamsa, Uba'al debave Bar Kamsa. And he had an enemy with a very similar name, Bar Kamsa. Ovid Su'udasa, this anonymous host, made a big party. Amrle l'shame, he told his attendant, his shamus, Zil Aisi le Kamsa, go invite and bring Kamsa to the party. Ozel Aisilei Bar Kamsa. The shamus did not hear correctly, and he went and he brought Bar Kamsa by accident, the enemy of the host. So Bar Kamsa's at the party. Asa Ashkechei Dehava Yosef. And he sees that Bar Kamsa is sitting there. Amarlei, he says to himself, Michdi, Hahu Gavra Baal Debava. Dahu Gavrahu, speaking, so to speak, in third person, that person, meaning Bar Kamsa, is the enemy of that person, meaning himself. And therefore he reacts very angrily. My bayis hacha, what do you want here? You show up to my house, to my party? You know we're not friends, we're enemies. Kum, get up, poke, and get out. Amrlei, needless to say, embarrassed and startled, Bar Kamsa responds to him, listen, Ho'el va'asei, since I've already come, shavkon, let me stay. And if that's itself not compelling enough of an argument, I'll make it worth your while. V'yehiv nalach demei mad achilna v'shasina. I won't cost you a penny. I'll reimburse you for everything that I eat and drink. So the host responds, Amrlei, lo, absolutely not. So Kamsa raises his offer. Amrlei, Yehivna lach demei palga desudaseich. I'll pay for half of the entire party. Amrlei lo, absolutely not. Amrlei Bar Kamsa said to him, Yehivna lach demei kula sudaseich. What a windfall. I will pay for the entire party. What an offer. Nevertheless, he responds, Amrlei lo. And at this point, the host had enough. Nakte biyode, he grabs him by his hand, ukme, and he lifts him up, v'afke, and he throws him out. So the PS to the story, we won't read the entire Gemara, but the thought process, which is important, Amar Bar Kamsa says to himself, a shocking thing. Apparently, among the people who were invited to the party were some of the great chachamim, some of the great rabbis of the generation. And nevertheless, apparently, no one stepped up to defend him. So Bar Kamsa says to himself, Hoil v'havu yase rabbanon v'lo machuvei. Since there were rabbanim there and they didn't rebuke the host, they didn't stand up for me. Shma mina kanecha lohu. It is evident that apparently what he did was acceptable to them. Ezel eichel behu kurtza be malka. And I will go and slander them, and by extension the whole community, to, as it were, the Roman leaders, the governors. The continuation of the Gemara, which we will not read, discusses how Bar Kamsa effectively slandered the Chachamim, how he put them into a difficult situation. Apparently the Chachamim, faced with a very difficult situation, the Gemara is harsh of some of the Chachamim as well, that they didn't handle it, they didn't make the right choices, and ultimately the story leads to the Chorban. What I would like to ponder with you for a few brief moments before we start Eicha is the reflection, and I believe the profound lessons that some of the commentators, some of the Mefarshim make, in asking and then suggesting three different answers to a very simple question from the opening line of the Gemara. Look back to the underlined part, the opening part of the Gemara. What did the Gemara tell us as an introduction? Akamsa Ubar Kamsa Chorav Yerushalayim. Who was responsible for ultimately the Chorban? Both Kamsa and Bar Kamsa. So look at the left-hand side now of your sheet. This is one of the classical commentaries on Agada, the Ben Yehoyada. This was written by his more well-known title is the Ben Ishchai. This is his commentary on Agadata. Great, great Sephardic Chacham. The Ben Yehoyada quotes the following question in the name of somebody referred to as the Iyun Yaakov. I'm in the beginning of the second line. Why does the Gemara hold responsible Kamsa and Bar Kamsa? After all, Kamsa lo avid midi. What did Kamsa do? He did nothing. He was just a guy who didn't get the invitation. The Gemara should have said, Abar Kamsa, Chorav Yerushalayim. It's Bar Kamsa's fault, as the Gemara tells us. He's the star, the infamous player in this story. What did poor Kamsa do? V'havel Eile Meimer, Abar Kamsa, Chorav Yerushalayim. So the Ben Yehoyada gives two answers, and I want to take them one at a time. Each one of them, I believe, has significant implications. The first of his two answers, not only is it an important answer, but in terms of his understanding of the story, is a remarkable chiddush. Listen to what he says. Underline part, third line. Benirali, he suggests the following. To kol mi shiyesh biyado limchos, anyone who has the opportunity to stand up for what's right, to criticize people who are making a mistake, to tell them they're not doing the right thing, but does not use that opportunity. Velo micha, and he doesn't say anything. Nevertheless, and that's the case, nikra hadavar al shmo, which is a way of saying that in a very profound sense, he is held responsible for that action. Even though he himself didn't do anything, if he could have stood up and stopped it, then by not doing that, he is considered responsible. After all, this is something that we paskin in the Gemara. So look at the end of this line. Be'ez Shaba Bar Kamsa, and this is a remarkable chiddush, just in understanding the story. At the time that Bar Kamsa was in the party and the whole fight was going on, says the Ben Yehoyada, Haya Kamsa Ohava Shel Bahabayis Yoshev. The Ben Yehoyada understands that perhaps Kamsa didn't get the first invitation, because it by accident went to Bar Kamsa, but in this answer he suggests that ultimately, one way or another, Kamsa was at the party. He was there. He's not missing from the story. He was there. And he didn't do anything. He, of all people, would have been in a position to stand up and say, listen, I know you meant to invite me, but he's already there. Don't embarrass him. But he didn't do anything. He could have stopped the terrible embarrassment from happening. And since he didn't do anything, he didn't prevent it. Gam hu nasa shutuf. But Nezek Asher Stavev Machmas Dovar Zeh. He is considered responsible not only for the action itself, but even all of the resulting domino effect that happened, leading to the ultimate destruction to the Chorban. So in a very real sense, suggests the Ben Yehoyada, the Gemara means what it says. Akamsa Ubar Kamsa Charav Yerushalayim. It was both of their responsibility. They played different roles, but says the Ben Yehoyada, they were both responsible. So let's just think about this answer for a moment and the very obvious lesson that it has for all of us. We all, within this shul, within our places of work, or even within our families, have friends, have relatives, have people. We have a circle of people that we're close with, people who influence us, and people that we, in a reciprocal manner, can influence back. Very often, we don't take seriously enough this dynamic. We put ourselves in environments in which we are negatively influenced, where we choose to sit, who we choose to go out with. Simple decisions, the environment we place ourselves in has an impact on us. But the ultimate lesson of this answer, the Ben Yehoyada, is also true. When we're in a situation, because of course none of us, or our friends, or our family, no one's perfect. When we're in a situation where we have a relationship with someone, where we have the ability to influence a situation, even if it's not always the easiest thing to do, I'm sure the easiest thing to do, the path of least resistance, is the one that Kamsa took. He didn't say anything. He was probably hiding under the table. But what was the right thing to do? It would have been to stand up. He had an opportunity, says the Ben Yehoyada, to change something. By not using his influence to avert this terrible calamity of the embarrassment of Bar Kamsa, he is considered responsible for something far greater and far worse. Ultimately, for generations and for all history, we know him as a co-equal person and responsible for the Khurban of the second Beis HaMikdash. Skip now to about halfway down the line above where you see the next group of underlined beginning. It's after a period and it begins the Ode Nira Li. And this is where the Ben Yehoyada suggests a second answer. The Ode Nira Li B'siyata D'Shmaya Kavanas Hashas Amash Amar Akamsa Ubar Kamsa. Now I'm up to the underlined part. A second suggestion. Why does the Gemara have the introduction of Kamsa Ubar Kamsa? Hainu Ratzalomra means to say, Bishvil Shalo Diktek Hashomea Lahavin Ulasim Libo. Ultimately, whose mistake caused the whole problem? The Shamus. He didn't listen to the invitation carefully. He thought that the host said Bar Kamsa, when really he'd only said Kamsa. With such a small mistake as just mishearing the difference between Kamsa and Bar Kamsa, the Stavev Churban Yerushalayim ultimately resulted in the destruction of Yerushalayim in the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, what's the point of the Gemara? For Kavaras Bal Hamamer Bezel Elamdenu. Therefore, the Gemara is coming to teach us. Shetzarech Ha'adam L'daktek B'Lashono Heitev. We have to be so careful how we talk. As Chazal say, if you want to be a chacham, hisharu bidvarechem. Be careful of what you say. But it's not just about speech. Because it wasn't just that apparently the host wasn't so clear. Gam hashomea. Gam kein tzarech latet lev al hadvarim shiyishma. You have to pay attention to things that people are saying to you. How often do people talk, whether it's a friend, a coworker, a boss, a rav, and people simply don't listen carefully enough. They miss the whole point. They misunderstand. We don't listen enough. Ki lefamim, I'm on the last underlined part. Bishvil teva katana. And this is the punchline, which is to me so, so powerful. There are times, bishvil teva katana, because of just a little thing. Shalo sam libo aleha, if we don't pay attention to it, yatsa mizeh churban. Destruction can result. So chazi b'shvil hefresh katan sheyesh bein maimer kamsa lebein maamer bar kamsa. Because after all, think about it. He says, from the minor, minute, minuscule difference that there is between the names kamsa and bar kamsa, shelo dikte kashomea heitev, and the listener, the secretary, the shamus wasn't careful. Charva Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim was destroyed. So, in terms of the answer to his question. In this answer, he suggests that the Gemara did not mean to say that Kamsa, Ubar Kamsa were both equally responsible. That's not what the Gemara meant. The Gemara wasn't placing blame per se. What the Gemara was trying to do was teach us a lesson. The lesson is, Akamsa, Ubar Kamsa, Harbor Yerushalayim, namely on that small minuscule difference between the names Kamsa and Bar Kamsa, just such a little innocent difference, look how great the destruction that resulted in. And the lesson which he's clearly trying to teach us, which is so important for us to hear, is that the details matter. Little things can have grave results. Lahavdil, in the world of criminal justice, there's a theory. It was originally propounded by a great sociologist on the West Coast. It's called the broken windows theory of criminal justice. The theory goes that in the big cities where there's all this terrible crime, we live in one of those cities, very often the root cause of all of them is a climate of lawlessness in the air, which can be pinpointed to things as minimal as just broken windows not being fixed. The one who made this famous and successfully implemented this was my former mayor, Rudy Giuliani in New York. When he took over, I'm sure many of you remember, many of the people living in Baltimore are because they lived there in New York under previous administrations. So they ran. It was an unlivable city. And what was the big saying? It's an ungovernable city. Crime is out of control. You can't control it. So what did he do, among other things famously? He went after the broken windows. The people who came over to your car at a red light and started washing your car without asking. Little things. And people called him oppressive over it. But you know what happened? You all know what happened. Because he understood what the Ben Yehoyada says the Gemara is trying to teach us. Little things, when they're not paid attention to, can lead to grave destruction. It sets a climate, it sets a tone, and if we're not careful about the details, if we don't pay attention to the little things in life, it can lead even to a korban. What a powerful lesson for all of us individually and communally. Finally, I want to close by seeing one more source, and this is, some of you may be familiar with this, perhaps the most well-known explanation to this Gemara, and specifically the question we asked, and that is a suggestion made, also very powerful and very relevant, by the Maharal of Prague in his commentary on this Gemara, his Chidushei Agados. And he starts, I'll paraphrase by the point he makes at the outset. He says, the names, I mean, let's think about the names for a moment. It's hard to know if these even were the real names. It was the names that the Gemara gave to them. You ever meet a Kamsa before? So he says, the names, and we do have this tradition in many ways, that a Kishmo Kein Hu, that the names revealed who they were. What is Kamsa? So by quoting both Psukim and Chumash and in texts, the way it's understood in the Gemara, it's something that's closed. Right? A Kometz, a Kemitza is when you close your fist. It's a very closed and exclusive mindset. Says the Maharal, that's what the Gemara was hinting at, or that's what their names indicated, that these were unfriendly people, that these were tight and closed people. Look at the second paragraph, the underlying part. Ulefichach, and therefore, Amar the Gemara says, Akamso ubar kamso charv Yerushalayim, it was both of their faults. Ki an safek, ain safek, there's no doubt. Ki shmam shel elu anoshim hayinikra al inyan shalahem shayim yuchadim bepirud ubechiluk. These, both of them, Kamsa and Bar Kamsa, specialized in exclusivity, in intolerance, in divisiveness. They weren't friendly, open, warm, caring people. Elufiha ulakach al yodam charav habayis shehu la'achtos Yisrael la'kasher osam ba'achtos. The purpose of the Beis Hamikdash of Yerushalayim is to unify the people, and they were just the opposite. So in the beginning of the second paragraph, he asked the question, so what did poor Kamsa do? Kamsa wasn't even invited to the party. It was an accident. Why is he considered responsible? So look after my question mark. Yesh l'chod adas, you need to know. Ka'ayi deizeh shohaya ba'os ador sinas chinamu machlokes. He goes, this story didn't happen in a vacuum. There was a context to the story. It was a neighborhood, it was a culture that was ripe with divisiveness and machlokes. V'derach ha'makom, it was the type of place, Yerushalayim it's talking about. Yerushalayim in that time was the type of place, sheyesh bo sinas chinam, shelokeach lo ohev lachlok im acher shesone oso. Friends weren't just friends. Friends were cliques. You had a friend to the exclusiveness of somebody else. You had a friend that you wanted to attack and jump on another person. You weren't by yourself. You could bully him with a gang. Friends in that culture had double meaning. When the Gemara says that the host had a friend named Kamsa, Zos ha'ahava atzma hu chiluk v'pirid. The nature of this friendship was one that was itself part and parcel of the divisiveness and of the machlokas we're speaking about. Lafichach ha'ohev hazeh, even this friend is nikra kamson, Kamsa, he's called Kamsa. She'ein zerach l'his kasher b'yachad k'dei lachlok al acherim, because the nature of the friendship was that the two of them could gang up and fight with other people. V'hine ha'pirud v'achiluk nemar hal ha'mitchabrim li'os ovim al zeh ha'derech v'zehu kamsa ubar kamsa. What an unbelievable pshat. Says the Maharal Miprag, Kamsa was just as responsible as Bar Kamsa was eventually. Because what was the nature of the friendship? Listen, we all know, I'm sure the Maharal would agree as well, you can't be friends with everyone. But there's a difference between not being friends with everyone and having a divisive and dismissive or elitist approach to people that we're not friends with. Unfortunately, we all know that this is something that teenagers specialize in. It's the malady of high schools for generations. But as it was true in Yerushalayim and is true in our day, there are some people who have never left high school. And they have friends, and you look at them, you say, well, look, I have 10, 20 friends, I'm a friendly person. But there are certain friendships, and there are certain chevras, which are mutually exclusive chevras. They're elitist chevras. They're we're friends and you're not chevras. That apparently was the clique that the host of the party and Kamsa were a part of. And that climate was the ultimate cause of the Khorban. The detail, the straw that broke the camel's back was Bar Kamsa being mistakenly uninvited. And you imagine, how could the host be so intolerant? The host has a chance even to get a free party out of it. And he still turns it down. That's the level. That's like real high school. To be that mean-spirited, to be that elitist, to be that cliquish, that's the type of sinas chinam that Maral says the Gemara was referring to. And Kamsa, as his name implies, is just as chayiv as Bar Kamsa eventually became. Certainly all three of these issues, the two of the Ben Yehoyada, and the final explanation of the Maharal, the first one, which told us that Kamsa was really at the party, but he didn't object. The responsibility that we each have in our own sphere of influence with our own families and our own friends to stand up for what's right. If we see a friend misbehaving in a nice, gentle way, we have to speak up or we're responsible. The second explanation of the Ben Yehoyada, that it's the little things that can add up, the broken windows theory of spirituality, that the little things led to the big Khorban. And finally, the Maral's approach, that even among our friends, we don't have to be equal friends with everyone, but the nature of our friendships should be ones which are not exclusive and intolerant and elitist and cliquish, but we ones that are open and endearing and beloved and show people what type of people we are. The climate that's created in a social context, even where there are people who all have friends, that itself is a climate of sinas chinam and a climate that can allow a Kamsa and a Bar Kamsa, and ultimately a Churban Beis HaMikdash. Certainly part of our avoda, this Tisha B'Av, is in each of these levels to ponder we're still in the Churban of Sinas Chinam, and therefore on each of these three levels, for all of us to ponder ways that we can each improve our own behavior individually, and certainly as a community, all of us and all of us together as a community have a ways to improve in all of these areas. I know that for a simple reason, because if we didn't have to improve in this, the Beis HaMikdash would have already been rebuilt. So let us use this opportunity to spur us to be honest and self-reflective of where we need to improve in these areas. And Yirtzeh Hashem, through that avoda, we'll be inspired to do tshuva, and through that tshuva, Mehera Yibaneh HaMikdash.